Hello and welcome back to Taisha Talks. So yesterday I realized something. There are two types of people in the world. One is a person who looks for peace in everything, people, places, and things. And the other are people who find peace within themselves. Me, myself, I am the latter. It is 6:52 a.m. right now that I am recording this because I just drove home from my childhood best friend's house. So just a little backstory on this, how I came to this realization and we ended up here at this podcast. My childhood best friend, she lives about 45 minutes to like an hour, depending on traffic, away from me. So we don't live close. We don't see each other regularly. We see each other about 5 times. A year. So when I do go over her house, I actually really, really want to go home. But even though I do want to go home, I just stay because if we drink, then I can't drive, or just sometimes I'm really tired after we've spent a whole day together and I just stay over. But I'm very uncomfortable. And the reason that this is hitting me today is because if there's anyone that I would be comfortable with, it would be her. Like, it would be staying at her apartment. It would be just with her. Like, I would be comfortable with. So for me to be uncomfortable in her space, I'm like, okay, there's more to this problem. So what I realized was that when I go on vacation, I'm never really comfortable either at night. I'm fine the whole entire day, whatever I do, but at night I want to be in my house, in my bed. Solitude is the only peace I know. I do not find peace in anything else, anyone else, or any place else than myself and my own home. Other people, they tend to spend a lot of time looking for other people who find peace in everything else will not find peace, but look for peace in everything else. Those are people who always need friends around them, who can never be single. Even people who have a baby because they think that, you know, they're going to find peace in that. Like, that's going to be their peace. That babies bring nothing but peace. Obviously, they bring a lot more than that. But my point is, people, they look into other things for peace, but me, I look into solitude for peace. So I'm kind of talking about myself, but I'm putting it on this podcast because I know I'm not the only one. I feel like a lot of people experience this, but they just don't know how to put it into words. For example, on Twitter, I see a lot of tweets that embody it. Like, things like, oh, if there's anything I'm gonna do, I'm gonna go home at the end of the night. Like, I'm gonna get to my bed. Like, or like, I hate sleeping over people's house. I don't like sleeping over people's house, you know? And I feel like maybe they feel the same way. And, you know, on Twitter, things like that come out in jokes. So it is very good to find peace and solitude, and it's very healthy to know how to be happy on your own and, you know, just be able to be content with yourself. But it is also very addicting, and it does cause your anxiety to peak in social settings more than it normally would, since you're so used to just being in control of everything around you. And I think that's the biggest problem for myself, is that I don't like new people, new situations. Very hard for me to make new friends because I don't know what they're going to make me feel. I don't know what they're going to do to me. I don't know what they're going to say to me. I can avoid all of that by just hanging out with myself. Obviously, that's not always the best approach. Like, and the thing is, when I do go out, I love it. I have the time of my life. But I cannot wait to get back to just myself, where I don't have to mentally fear what could possibly happen, because I have control when I'm isolated from everyone, you know? Like, life itself, tends to, more so for some than others, but life itself tends to support the idea that you can only find peace in solitude. Friendships going bad, relationships going bad, not wanting to be around certain family members because you don't enjoy their presence for whatever reason. All of that is just like, it just backs up the idea that if you only have yourself to worry about, you know you're not going to disappoint yourself. You're not going to get on your own nerves. You're not going to hurt yourself. You're not going to be mean to yourself. You're never going to have a bad experience with yourself. And when I tell you, that is the most exhilarating thing to learn, because then you really feel at peace. Like, no one can disrupt my peace. But like I said, it also holds you back from opportunities, new friendships, new relationships. And speaking of relationships, every relationship or situationship I've been in, I've been forced into. And I don't mean that the way that you think I do. I mean that the guy was very persistent. He wasn't just like, yeah, let me take you out. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And we just went out Friday. No. It was like, yeah, let me take you out. Specifically found somewhere that I would be interested to go. Like, they put in effort. They were very persistent too. I don't think I have ever went out with someone where they just asked one time and I was just down to go, even if I liked them. It just takes convincing, because I'm like, why let this person into my life and it could go sour, which it always has every single time. So the next time around, I'm like, why do it again when I already know the ending, you know? And like I said, doesn't help when you are always right about the ending. You know, when you have these thoughts at the beginning and they turn out to be your reality in the end. So basically, you just look at your life's track record, and if it's not good, then you're going to tell yourself, like, why repeat these same actions and then possibly have to feel these same negative feelings over again? I'm going to wrap this episode up now, but I want to share the perfect example. It's basically a lottery ticket, a scratch ticket. If you have played the damn lottery and lost more times than you've won, eventually you're going to be like, all right, it's not in the cards for me. I'm going to stop spending my money, or at least for the time being. At least. But most people are just like, all right, I'm done gambling. Like, it didn't work for me. I'm not going to keep wasting money on it. That's how I would describe this mindset. You know, you're just like, if I'm losing more than I'm gaining, or like not gaining at all and just losing, why the hell would I keep going? It's one thing where you don't gain and you don't lose anything. But when you lose something, that's when you're like, all right, this shit gotta go. But yeah, so to wrap up this episode, that was pretty much the concept. And I do have a discussion question for those of you who feel like you related to this. What do you feel like you could do to make your mind more progressive about life itself and not stagnant because of the multitude of negative experiences and lack of good experiences? What do you feel like could change that? Because it is a very, very, very deep hole for those of you that know. It is so comfortable to know that it's just not going to happen to you. Like, it's just not going to happen to you because you're not going to do those things to yourself. You're not going to speak to yourself a way that you don't like. You're not going to treat yourself badly. It's peace. And nothing beats that. So you tell me, what do you think can make your mind more progressive? You can respond to me on Twitter at Taisha Talks. You can respond to me on here with a voice message. You can even DM me if you don't feel comfortable talking about it in public. But just let me know what you think. And if you feel like this, what steps would you personally take to make your mind more progressive? Thank you so much for listening to Taisha Talks. I'll see you on my next episode. And remember, sunflowers always end up facing the sun, but they go through a lot of dirt to get there.